What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Sly.
And I'm Cartier the Don. And we want to encourage you guys to listen to The Melting Pot,
where we will release new episodes every Sunday discussing today's most hottest and controversial topics, stirring up all things popular culture.
And you know what they say, if you can't stand the heat,
get out of the kitchen. Brought to you by The Melting Pot.
If you dream in the middle of the night, like the dead of the night, 2 a.m., 3 a.m., that is typically a prophetic dream. If a prophetic dream is something about the future, it feels very real. It feels like you're in it and it's happening to you. Yeah. That's generally the middle of the night. Other dreams come in early in the morning, right before you wake up. Those dreams are subconscious dreams. Those are clearing dreams. Those are either fears that are coming up or emotional wounding or trauma that's coming up to be released. A lot of times people call me right before I woke up this morning. I dreamt my grandmother would die. And I'm like, that's a fear. That's a releasing of a fear. If you had that dream in the middle of the night, then there's some validity to it. Then you're being asked to connect with her, to be able to talk to her, because something, there is a transition that's going to happen.
Hey, Sous Chefs. I'm your host, Sly.
And I'm Cartier the Don.
I know y'all just seen that little Stitch video. Like, how interesting was that? And as for me, a person who doesn't dream, but I occasionally do get the dreams, but it's really rare. Like, it's just so rare for me. I know people who dream every single night. I know people who dream multiple times during like a month's time span, but not me. But my thing is, like, I had to think, I was like, have I ever had a prophetic dream? I don't think so. I think if when I do dream, I fall more into like the subconscious, like, realm, you know, that field. I know you and your overactive mind. I know you probably do a little bit of both.
My dreams are like cinematic. They're like full on whole production movies. Like, Tyler Perry ain't got shit on my dreams. Like, my wigs be on point in my dreams, and they be so realistic. Like, cause me and Popo.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, like, I was gonna go there, but like, no, like my.
No,
dreams,
no, because like, I just wanted to bring up Mia Cooper for a second, because Kelly Rowland walked into the set like, oh, I don't need the hair department. I got my own. She was like, if I was to do a Tyler Perry movie, no one's touching my head.
Yeah, she definitely has her own makeup in here. Like, yeah,
she was slayed. All of it looked good. Okay, but anyway, dreams.
Yeah, but yeah, like, my dreams be full on productions. But then I can have a prophetic dream. I can see stuff before it happens. And like, but mine don't be like on some, I had the dream and the next day it happened. It'd be like years or months in between. So then it would just turn like a deja vu, like I've seen it before. But the moment that I'm in the dream and I've already seen it, then the dream will replay back in my head to let me know, like, yeah, this was your dream. So like, I don't go around like, oh, deja vu. I just sit back and I go, I used to, but now I just be like, okay, all right.
It's finally like the present time is finally catching up to what you already dreamt of. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, okay, when the timeline finally meets, it's so weird. Like, it's cool though. Most of us have dreams that, you know, we've had, and some of us have the basic ones, like you're being chased by someone you may not know. You know, it's all scary, kind of like a nightmare. Or you're running at full speed until you realize you ran off a cliff. And you scream, but nothing comes out. You know, you got dreams like that. These are all like common ones, but you know, usually wake up out of breath, you know, scared, in a pool of sweat. But I'm here to break down the top 9 most common dreams. because I thought this was pretty interesting. Because I want to see how many of you at home have had one of these common dreams. Are you a part of the masses or are you an outlier? We don't know. Let's find out, though. So, like I said before, dreams about falling. Have you had a dream about falling, Cartier?
No. And I heard that if you like hit the ground or something, you die.
I've heard that too, because I'm glad you brought that up, because I was literally going to bring that up. Like, it's common, but it's supposed to symbolize like fear of like real life, like falling at work or like falling in love, you know, something that reflects into like your real world. So I'm just like, I don't think I've had a falling dream, but I have one when I was like at a cliff and I was about to run off, but I didn't run off the cliff.
Are you at your breaking point?
I think so, maybe. Like, I don't know. I like that. I can get down with that. I mean, cause right, what with the cliff?
Like, we have to understand that what we see in the dream is not what it's supposed to be. So it's kind of like the cliff can have a whole nother meaning. Like, you're about to walk into a new career path. Like, it'd be like something totally different. Like, just because you fell off, in reality, it's like, oh, now you fell on. I don't know. It'd just be so confusing.
Right. And this one, like, I've had this dream quite a couple of times this year, but I definitely fall under this category. Has anybody had a dream about your teeth falling out ever before? Sly has, and let me tell you, I'd be like, I wake up like, all right, I gotta go to the mirror and like check, right? So apparently if you've had that dream, it means that you're worried about like your ability to communicate, and it's kind of like you're losing your essence to like establish your decisiveness, to self-protect yourself, to be assertive. And in some rare cases, it could be about worried about your attractiveness. I don't know, I look pretty good. But, you know, I have gone through a couple situations where I feel like people have been walking over me this year. So I had to, you know, be a little more 10 toes, stand on business. So yeah, that be assertiveness, I feel like that kind of hits on the nail. And it's quite interesting. I don't know. Have you ever had that dream? No?
I've never had that dream, but I had to stand 10 toes down. I don't know in the dream and in real life, but I stand on big business.
Okay, big business. Another common dream are dreams about dying. I'm pretty sure everybody's had that dream. Everybody and their mama. So like death, change can be scary, but it's, you know, it's something that happens and we all go through it. But I think when it comes to that, that's just like anxiety of change and the fear of the unknown. Basically, if you kind of like put it into one big category, you know, we're always afraid of things that we don't know of. Hence why the state of our economy and political factors, and why we have so much controversy in our world, because, you know, people are scared and they're going to react and they're going to put in place laws and all these other, you know, procedures that we have to quote unquote follow, you know, these standards we have to look like because of the fear of the unknown, what we don't know. Dreams about pregnancies and dreams about flying. I've never flew in my dreams, but I wish I would. It seems like fun. You know what it's like to be a bird for a day? Do you think that you can share with us one of your prophetic dreams? Or do you think that's like, is that not going to like give away your je ne sais quoi, your little extra momentum? Do you think it's going to jinx you? Do you have one that you can share? It don't have to be like your big one. Because as a person who doesn't have prophetic dreams, I would like to, you know a little bit more about that.
All I can say, I can't remember, think of one offhand, but what I can say is, so years ago, I had a dream that I was standing and doing exactly what I do now for work. And you know that where I work is that long white hallway. So I just saw myself standing in a long white hallway, but I didn't know what that was. And I seen the people that I worked with in the dream. And so it was me, I don't know. I really don't know, but I had that dream years ago. I just thought I was in heaven, because literally where I work, y'all, is a long white hallway. And I just stand out there for hours and hours and hours. And so I just thought I was in heaven and didn't think nothing of it until my brain put me back in that place where I saw myself having that dream. But I think maybe God doesn't let me have these dreams consecutively. I don't know, I guess. Or maybe I just haven't tapped into my prophetic all the way. I don't know what it is, but it's just, I don't know why he doesn't have it to where I have the dream and then it happens. Like it be gapped. Now I can, because I have a friend from college, I used to tell her stuff right before it happened. She'd be like, how you know that? And I tell her, I'm just all knowing. Like I can sometimes tap into it, but sometimes I don't know. Like it doesn't always happen, but I can see things before it happened sometimes.
Right. Okay, Raven. But no, that's interesting though. Like, and as far as your workplace, I know exactly what you mean. Okay. So to all my weed smokers out there in the world, and yes, I'm talking to you. Yes, I'm talking to you, Mr. Backwood. Yes, I'm talking to you, Miss Pretty Rose Pink Cone. I'm talking to all my people who smoke the bong, smoke the bones. Weed smokers. Did you know the reason you're probably not dreaming is because you smoke so much weed? Marijuana can diminish the quality of our REM sleep. As we know, REM is rapid eye movement sleep, which means your mind and your body are caught up together in a state of rest. And your theta, alpha, and beta waves are all doing what you're supposed to do to ensure that you're getting the necessary hours of sleep. Now, I find that interesting because there has been a study that shows mugwort, the herb, the medicinal plant herb. You got people that's like, okay, I'm not gonna stop smoking weed. And then you got people who are like, if I stop smoking weed, I'm gonna start smoking y'all. That's what keeps them from cussing y'all out every day. So if you add mugwort and mix it in with your broccoli, that can help replenish dream.
Tell me why I thought you meant actual broccoli.
You know, I'm just going on with the play on words, you know.
I got you. And that's probably why you don't dream, because you ate a lot of broccoli in your past.
Yeah, I was like, that makes sense. So, you know, as I'm learning about this, I'm like, yeah, I got to share this, because how many people don't know this? Because I know I didn't know this. So it's just like, but then I read some crazy, like, comments from people who have tried the mugwort and weed mix. And it was like, it gives you like almost like that psychedelic high. And it's just like, well, weed doesn't give you psychedelic high. That's psychedelic. So it's just like, do you really want to mix some mugwort in your stuff?
I said, so wasn't this hardwort then? Because I ain't
kicking. Nah, for real. But hey, it comes from the earth, so it can't be too dangerous, right?
When it comes to drugs, that's where I get leery, because everything comes from the earth, but then it flips you right side out and inside down and make you see stuff that ain't there, and I just don't be knowing.
But they say that weed and mugwort are basically yin and yang. They have that symbiotic relationship, and it enhances the qualities in a very harmonious way. So
symbiotic.
It's just for greater relaxation, and you give up control while you're sleeping, so you can tap into that dream world. Dream.
Symbiotic? Somebody pay attention to biology.
I'm hollering. Now he tried to call for my education. Yes, where did you attend university?
ICDC. But they gave out free lab.
And where did they get you now?
A successful podcast called The Melted Pot.
Oh,
and
okay.
All the same podcast. So
I didn't go to ICDC. The last thing that caught me for a loop, and I've heard this a couple of times. So say you're that one person that doesn't smoke weed. You still have never dreamt, or you can't remember your dreams to this day. If you don't dream, it's a sign that you have some type of personality disorder. Cartier likes to call it being a psychopath. There's other personality disorders you can have. I won't enable you down. I won't enable you to be a psychopath. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt.
You're a psychopath. 8 hours, pitch black, and you just wake up like, that was great.
You're crazy. Black. No, yeah. I was like, that was a good sleep. I want to get some more. Let's go back to the darkness. Woo.
Real padded wall behavior.
Like, not padded wall. Padded wall.
Like
with no arms and a sleeve and a jacket.
If you're comfortable sitting in a room for 8 hours, you real the Lululemon. Like 8 hours, just comfortable.
Crazy. Well, you said sitting in a room. Yeah, I'm not sitting. We're not sitting in the room. We sleep, though.
But you're laying down, sleep, and it's just black. That's crazy. You're sitting in a room in the black. That's in the dark. That's crazy. You might just stay up, cut the light off, and it's crazy. It's just
no, because we're still getting the rest. We just don't remember the dream. That part of our brain is inactive for those 8 hours.
Crazy. The Lululemon. Because I get my dreams in. So to sum it all up, if you don't dream, you're a psychopath.
You're not a psychopath. You just might want to go to the, you know, pay your doctor a visit, do a couple of tests. You're just going to ask some questions. No big deal. Take a little bit of blood work, you know, ask about your family's history and just see. Because you might not be a psychopath. You could be a personality. You could have antisocial personality disorder. You could have dissociative personality disorder. You could have, what's another one? Schizophrenia or,
you know, one of those.
All right. Y'all Delulu out here. This comes from a prophetic dreamer. He thinks he's better than anybody else.
Hold on. I never said I was better than anybody. Mm-hmm. I just said I could see things when others
he's
can't.
He's like the golden pick. He's like the golden apple. We got picked from the golden orchard tree. And
we all have something. We all can do something. And mine is I can see the unseen.
I like that again. Yeah, that's going to be our closing note. There you go, sous chefs. Take that and run with it. I'm your host, Sly.
I'm Cartier the Dawn.
And this has been another riveting episode of The Melting Pot. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at The Real Melting Pot. That's T-H-E-E, Real Melting Pot. Follow us on Twitter at The Melting Pot 16. Follow, like, and subscribe on our Facebook page, The Melting Pot Podcast, and stream us on all podcast platforms such as Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio. We'll see you here next time.